Excellent. Well, welcome to another Tuesday at Grandpa Caleb's Cocoon.
Good.
We are here to do Hug Nation in a few minutes and to catch up. We were just talking that your youngest grandson performed a wedding ceremony this weekend.
That's right. Beautiful. Very warm, outgoing, knowledgeable. I like one of his opening sentences. He made a laugh, a joke, and then he said, "But it's no joke. This is real."
Right.
A nice wedding. Good warmth and concern. And anyone can perform a wedding in California.
That's
all
what I
heard.
All
you do is pay for it. And so I said, all three of the male people in my family in San Diego can perform weddings. And I forgot your dad. So this, I revised it last night, and I said, all four of the male people in California here in San Diego area can perform weddings.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. It's good.
I think
the world has changed.
I think it is an honor that so many people in our tribe are trusted with such a sacred, such an important ceremony for people.
It is.
I think, I mean, you've paid your dues and you've earned it.
I've had thousands of weddings, most of them for free. Glad to do it. Always my parish, never charge anyone.
Really?
But then I have in the island of that I went to on
Lanai,
automatically they gave me $100 for each wedding you had.
Really?
Lanai is a very special place, you know. So that was included in the fee to have a wedding in Lanai. Bill Gates rented the entire island for his wedding about 10 years ago, because he now has three-year-old children.
He should have been so lucky to have you do the marriage.
He had his own pastor for that. Yeah,
I think he grew the pastor in a petri dish.
Yeah, that was fun. Anyway, weddings are, you're like a shaman. It's a celebration. It's a time of joy. It's a time of anticipation. It's a time of recognizing something entirely new in the human equation.
Now, I know that when you give a ceremony, it is very much based on the words of the Bible, and it's a union in the name of Jesus Christ, is it not?
For me, it is. Now, I always say Christ becomes your third partner, monitoring your mind and her mind, and learning. You learn because of him in your life, a mysterious presence, to listen to the sounds of the other person. And you learn to read. You can almost feel how another person is feeling after you've been with them a while. And you get subconscious reflection, mind to mind. And that's why I always said you need not only spaces in your togetherness, but you need also a sense of rhythm as you're listening for that sign to come. And then you respond. And you learn to say, "I'm sorry, I didn't get it." And you learn to ask questions. You can't take another person for granted. Don't dare. You can't do that. But then you learn, if you have a meeting of the minds, that's what we used to call marriage. A meeting of the mind. Two people out of all the world are looking essentially in the same direction. They have similar values. They want the same sort of thing. And they adjust to each other within that beautiful relationship. Follow me?
That's a great description.
Yeah, thank you. Marriage is important, very important.
And I'd like to, for someone who is not a Christian,
yes.
that's still that third partner.
Absolutely.
Of spiritual element is important.
Yeah, we are more than body. We are lone bodies, but the mind is what we are. See, that's why I say God is mine. God is in me. God is in you. The mind is the most mysterious wonder. And that's why I keep studying the brain. Because the brain is who you really are. And as I wrote in the letter last week, you are like the people you run around with, your friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Jim, your brother, in that wedding made a beautiful statement about not only growing up with him, but the background of the oneness, the things they did together, fun things. So people come all over the world to go to a wedding.
That's That's right.
Yeah.
To make the moment even more special.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of special moments, it's Tuesday and it's just after 1, so let us join for a little Hug Nation time.
Mm-hmm.
So grab yourself by the shoulders. If you're all, if you can see us on webcam right now, you can see Caleb giving himself a hug as his eyes are closed, and we look in the room and we see Tassie and Freak Show and all those that are listening that we can't see. We close our eyes and we feel those arms gripping us as the arms of all of our brothers and sisters giving us a squeeze. People that we know in our lives, people we haven't seen in a while, maybe the people that we've unintentionally hurt, or maybe even intentionally hurt, and we try to take a step back, take a step forward and squeeze, give them a hug, and extend that love to them and realize that we are all part of one family. Feel those arms squeezing you as the arms of all those others, brothers and sisters. Feel those shoulders you're squeezing, not as yours, but of all those people across the city, across the country, across the world. One big group hug.
Bless you. I think of the friends I'm anticipating to see in Oregon and in Washington and in these places where I have lived, where our children came out into the world to bless the world. Marvelous feeling.
Mm.
I touch you with my mind, mind to mind. God in me to God in you. We're brothers and sisters.
Namaste. So we hold that for just a few seconds in silence and visualize those, that electricity running between all of these hugging forms all around the planet. One big hug. Feel that love. Amplify that love and reflect it back. Thank you for being a part of Hug Nation.
Shalom.
So next week you're going to be
in Portland.
So you will be not online tomorrow or next week, but
no.
We will plan on being back
the following, maybe.
I think I might be gone then. So
let
check the HugNation.com website for updates. Thank you for joining us and feeling the love and spreading the love. We love you.
Good. Thank you.
Mm. Blessings on you.
Life is beautiful.
Indeed.
That's why I keep singing, I love life and I want to live. I love life. Cherish all it'll give. Every day is a special gift.
Amen. Send these people
that was
a good one, Grandpa.
The mind reaches out, mind to mind, around the world.